Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a winepress. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he was a winepress. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, Patriots. I'm so glad I got it working. I was like, kept pushing buttons until I got it going. I'm so glad to see you. I am Melissa Redpill. We got a storm a brewing. I think. I want to show you guys what President Trump posted today, okay? If you're new, I'm Melissa Redpill. Go to melissaredpill.com. You can see all about what we've been researching for years and years and years. Well, we'll talk about that in just a second because I've got something really cool to tell you. But first, I want to tell you about this storm. Okay, this is really weird. President Trump posted today, based on the possible bad weather conditions, tomorrow we will be having our cabinet meeting in the White House, and we'll be postponing the cabinet trip to Camp David. He had just, like an hour before, said we're going to Camp David. And then, you know, he comes back and says, no, we're because of the bad weather. So, I don't know. Interesting. Maybe it's a storm. Maybe it's a storm upon us. And I will tell you that the pieces are set up on the board and ready. The stage is set. It really is. I'm going to show you what I mean by that here in just a second too. But yeah, so he had just said, we're going to Camp David. And I'm thinking, okay, what's, you know, normally you go to Camp David, maybe when you're going to have some type of military action, but with the military action, of course, that we've been waiting on is for these arrests. But now he says, you know, he canceled it. Literally like 2 hours later. So you guys tell me in the chat what you think is possibly what he's talking about. Is he giving us a little clue that the storm is upon us? Or, you know, that soon that is what he's going to be. I mean, supposedly we're going to see an actual post that says, my fellow Americans, you know, the storm is upon us. So I'm ready. I think he may be ready too. I wanted you to see that because I looked on the weather app and it was like, yeah, 95% chance of rain, but whatever, you know, that's not the end of the world. And so, yeah, is it something different? It's like, what storm, Mr. President? You'll find out. Oh, yes, I'm ready for the world to find out the storm that we've been fighting. And of course, President Trump has been posting about 17 posts, so much. I'm going to show you that too. All right. So, and I've got to show you about on June 9th, the special event. I want you guys to be prepared and be watching in the heavens, watching the stars, because this is really cool. It's a Bethlehem star happening on the 9th. And I'm going to show you exactly what to do so you can see it for yourself and not miss it. It's a really cool event to get to see this because, you know, Bethlehem star events don't come every day. All right, so then President Trump posted this yesterday. Of course, we honored our wonderful fallen heroes that have given their ultimate sacrifice for us so that we can have our country. And we just are so thankful to God for them. And so this is what President Trump had to say. I want you to hear it.
We believe with all our souls in the mission that God has given to America. And we do intend with all our strength and heart to hold high the torch our heroes handed to us, and we will never, ever let it fall. Thank you very much. You are special, special people. We love you all. God bless.
the families of the fallen. God bless the men and women who serve. And God bless the United States of America. Thank you very much, everybody.
Yes, praise God for them and what they have done so that we could be at this point in America to save the world. This is our destiny. That's why we have the Omer bundle right behind me. You'll see this beautiful bundle of grain. This is the Omer bundle, as in America, that we have the destiny to save the world. And President Trump knows that. Hegseth, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, said that we really have a debt to them that we cannot repay. But what we can do is to year after year after year to honor their sacrifice, honor what they did for us. So we do that. And I posted several things yesterday about that. And so I really thank God for them, as he, President Trump, just said. And I, the other day, I had this on the screen and I forgot, I don't know, I get busy and I forgot to read it. So here I want to, this is really important. I want you to hear this. President Trump's fixation on heaven is good for America. Okay, fine. They can call it a fixation. You know, they're trying to make fun of people who are fixated on the Lord. But the Bible says, fixing your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, thinking nothing of the shame, right? So we fix our eyes on Jesus because he is the one, he's the beginning and the end of our faith. He is the one who guides us through every storm of our lives. You just ask him and he will guide you, but you have to ask and you have to keep asking and you have to say, Lord, I don't care what the answer is. I just need you to guide me through this thing. And that's what he's done for me many times. And I know he's done the same thing for you. And I've got some really, really great things to share with you guys about this recent storm that I've been going through. And the Lord is again showing up and seeing us through. And hold on tight. I'll be sharing with you that maybe in about a week or so. All right. So here it says, Trump's unapologetic acknowledgement of heaven, which is the ultimate goal of every person, should strive for. Hello. Hello. That's exactly true. The ultimate goal every person should strive for is to the unapologetic acknowledgement of heaven. Hello. Is only out of the ordinary in that it is not something his predecessors seem focused on at all. Hello. No, they didn't. Now, we'll say there's his recent predecessors is what I would add. I would say that many of his predecessors back in the day were focused on that. I know, you know, George Washington was, and many of them were at the very beginning. But thankfully he is helping us to fix our eyes on the Lord. Having a president who makes decisions with one eye on the world and the other eye on heaven is positive because it leads to decisions rooted in morality rather than earthly desires. Ironically, and only possible through God's infinite abilities, when decisions are made with the main intention of pleasing God, earthly circumstances also improve. Imagine that. Imagine that. How awesome is that? I wanted you to see that. Really, I really appreciate this being posted. This was from American Thinker. His fixation on heaven is actually good for America. Right? And this is exactly what we've been talking about, is how it's desperately important that our country be one nation under God, that we follow the Lord, because we bear the consequences for those who don't. Because if our leaders are leading the people into Baal worship, then we end up bearing the consequences. Just look at what's happened to our country. It's falling down around our ears. And thank God we have President Trump, who's turned this ship around. The ship is turned around and we're going to safe waters. Very exciting. We've been in this battle for a while, and it was like touch and go there for a while, even though we knew that the Lord would do it. It's a real battle. All right. So I thought that was great. Who likes that? And it's not even just really about morality. It's more about, as he is acknowledging here in this post, it's about doing things that honor the Lord, which ends up honoring the people, which ends up honoring creation, what the Lord has set up in this world. And so, because obviously they're both they're parallel. When it honors the Lord, it honors the people. And so this is what President Trump is doing. So exciting. I'm so glad we have the eyes to see it. All right. So this is the video I just posted yesterday. Do you believe in consequences? Not the consequences. I didn't say that. Did I say that? Do you believe in coincidences? All right, so yeah, I'm going to pop this in here real super quick. I'm going to show you, I'll pop this link right here so you can go and watch that if you want to. I do believe in coincidences. This video, I talked about a lot of things, but I just wanted to focus right now on where I was talking about the meeting that President Trump was having with the world leaders. And what does that mean? They're all going in lockstep saying we're going to have a free nations that will make free decisions and free agreements with other nations, and not any one country being led around by the nose by the criminal cabal. That day is over, and that is what is happening. And that's why it was so very interesting. I don't have this post pulled up, but I'm sure you saw it on my social media, that President Trump invited Iran to become part of the Abraham Accords. Why in the world? They're supposedly our enemy. Not if they are free from the criminal cabal. Not if they're free from the New World Order. That's the whole point, that, as you know, in Isaiah chapter 2, it says, nation will not rise against nation, neither will they train for war anymore. Why is that? Because everyone will work together for the common good, for something mutually beneficial, and not under the control of this satanic criminal cabal. So it's very, very exciting. So I'll pop this one right here in the chat so you can watch. This was Sunday's video. I'm just going to pop in their video, and I'm sure my wonderful team will put this over onto the YouTube land chat. Thank you so much for your kind cooperation, for your attention to this matter. Okay, so then not only that list of countries that I talked about yesterday as far as Egypt and UAE and Saudi Arabia and Bahrain and, you know, all these other countries inviting Iran, but also today, Marco Rubio went to Iran, and now he's actually on his way to having meetings with Japan. I'll show you that next. But anyway, I want you to hear what he had to say about working together for mutual benefit. And this is really what the Golden Age is about. If you haven't read my book, definitely go and get this book. It's only $2.99 on Amazon. But it's these Bible, these promises in God's Word about how we're going to have peace on earth and in a free and fair trade. I hate to use the word free trade with them because they use that really in the wrong way. But trade where it's mutually beneficial and not something that just is getting the benefit for the cabal. Anyway, the Golden Age. And also talk about health and wealth and peace and just the abundance all over the world. It's going to be wonderful. So yeah, definitely let's listen to what Rubio had to say. I really think this is indicative of where we're headed as humanity.
To continue to further advance President Trump's and Prime Minister's vision for the future. It's a courageous path towards peace in the South Caucasus, solidified in Washington on the 8th of August of last year. And so I was honored to join the foreign minister here today to initial this bilateral agreement on the Trump Route for International Peace and Prosperity, or is known TRIP. Agreement marks the biggest step to date on making this historic route a reality, on advancing peace and on increasing prosperity in Armenia and, frankly, on the region. But our relationship is not simply limited to TRIP. We are building upon that in so many different ways, and it's a top priority of this administration. The president personally takes tremendous pride, not simply in TRIP, not simply in that, but in all of the other things we are continuing to build on. It is going to be an important part of his legacy of his second term as president. And we're here today to continue to work on that, which is why today, by renewing the Strategic Partnership Charter, it's an opportunity to outline the future of the U.S.-Armenia bilateral relationship and creating a new path for partnership and economic opportunity for Armenians and for Americans. To put it in very simple terms, we are laying the groundwork for the sort of economic engagement that allows Armenians to make money and find prosperity, and Americans to do the same and to do it together, which is one of the strongest ways to bind nations with one another. And always doing it in a way that respects your sovereignty as a nation, but in ways that are mutually beneficial. That's how bilateral relationship works the best, is when both countries see an advantage in working on things together. And where relationships become strategic is when you share a common vision for the future and realize that partnering with one another, you can help each other achieve that better future together.
I love that. Of course, that's where we're headed. It's really, really, it's not that complicated unless you have this criminal cabal that is controlling certain nations. And the thing is, the only ones who get to be a part of the, you know, in the playground are the ones who are not working with this New World Order criminal network. Anybody who's working with them and basically being their proxy, they don't get to play. It's that, it's really that where we are. And that's that simple. Okay, so here President, I'm sorry, Rubio, Marco Rubio, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, was going to these meetings. He's leaving India and going to meetings with Japan and Australia and I think a couple of other countries. Okay, I'm sorry. That was that former one was with Armenia, and now this one's going to be India, Japan, and Australia, and of course America. So again, the same thing. That same thing that they were doing in the Middle East, now they're going into the Far East. We already know that China is on board. We know that Russia is on board. We know that Venezuela is on board. We know that President Trump is working to support the South American and Latin American countries to squash their cartels. So they're working. I mean, it's really, it's pretty much game over. Yeah, we got Canada. Whatever, Canada can go and UK can go and not play in the playground if they don't want to. They don't have to play. I think that it's just becoming very, very obvious that this is the way we're moving forward into the golden age. Really exciting. So I want you to see that this is Pentecost. This is the golden age, the bundle of grain that blesses the whole world. This is the promise, and it's just going to get. The bundle's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger for every nation. That's exactly what Rubio is saying. And the cabal just can't play anymore. They have to go home and cry. All right, if you like this information, definitely hit the like button and hit the subscribe and make sure that your bell is rung so you know whenever we're posting a video. So thank you guys for doing that. And thank you for sharing this because it's helping everyone to find out about our information. So thank you so much. Yeah, and this is my website right here, freedomforce.live is one way to reach it, or you can do melissaredpill.com, melissaredpill.com. And when you go there, you can look at the social media and find all of our social where we post. I have my wonderful team, Melly. We make sure that these are posted on Getter and on True Social, Telegram, and on X. I'm Melissa Red Pill on X. So yeah, my names are different places because people have stolen my name so many times. And I've been banned so many times, but that's okay. That's okay. I don't care. We're getting the truth out. But yeah, definitely find out more about our end times and the audiobook so you can learn more about end times. And I'm going to show you more about the videos in just a half second. All right. So that is that. Okay. Oh, and here's where you get the books right here. I think they already shared that over on the chat, but these are the books, that one specifically, The Golden Age, this one, The End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. That is the decode of Revelation, if you're not familiar with that. And this is the decode of the minor prophets. They were talking to us in our day about how we would defeat our enemies and this day would come. That's what they were saying. I didn't get it. Now I do. And you will too. Right there. And also this is biblical. All the Bible stories were not just Bible stories. They were a roadmap for us, and it's really, really great, great news. Stories you might not have heard about, Yael and Gideon. So definitely check into that. Like I said, I've got the audiobooks. Buy three, get one free over on Melissa Red Pill. I want you to see this. This is an excerpt that I have in the book of called The Golden Age, and this is a very interesting passage, and I want you to take a screenshot of it. I want you to memorize it. I want you to put it on your refrigerator. I want you to really soak this in. Soak this in. Don't just listen to me read it. I want you to soak it in. I want you to have this in your forefront. You're fixated. I want you to fix your mind, fix your heart on the promises that the Lord has for us. This is what's where we're headed, because that's why nothing can stop what is coming, because this is the Lord. This is the Lord's plan, and this is what he said would happen. And in those days, the children will begin to study the laws. This is in the book of Jubilees, chapter 23, verse 26. They'll begin to study the laws and to seek the commandments and to return to the path of righteousness. Yes, we're doing what is right between nations. Yes, we're doing what's right between each other. You're returning to the path of doing what is right for our own bodies. We're not taking radiation. We're not putting these things into our bodies that are damaging our bodies. We're detoxing our bodies from these things, and we're having good, healthy food into our bodies. We're not treating our body like a trash can, and we're not believing these people who maybe have not had our best interest in mind. And so we're seeking the commandments and returning to the path of what's right. And the days will begin to grow many and increase amongst those children of men. I love the way it says that. The days will begin to grow many. The days will begin to grow many. We'll just get more and more and more days. All of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm 100 years old. How did that happen? How did that happen? I didn't even mean to be 100, but I'm now 100. The days will just continue to grow many and increase amongst those children of men till their days draw nigh to 1,000 years. 1,000 years. Now you might be like, I don't want to be old codger. I want to be young. So I've listened to the next verse. Look, listen to this. And to a greater number of years than before was the number of the days. There will be no old man, nor one who is not satisfied with his days. For all will be as children and youths. You might not feel like a child right now. You might not feel like a youth right now. You might not feel like sprinting to the, you know, down the street. But this is what the Lord says is going to happen. There will be no old man, nor one who is not satisfied with his days. For all will be as children and youths. And in all their days, they will complete and live in peace and joy. And there will be no Satan, nor any evil destroyer. For all their days will be days of blessing and healing. At that time, the Lord will heal his servants. That's you. I'm talking to you. Okay? He will heal his servants. I'm seeing it. I am seeing it. I'm so excited. I'm seeing it. Because we're returning to the way of righteousness. We're saying, oh, we need to do it this way because we've got to protect our bodies. We're going to do it the right way. And at that time, the Lord will heal his servants and they will rise up and see great peace. This is what we're seeing, you guys, with Rubio going all over the world saying, okay, this is the way we're doing it. We're all going to work together. We're not going to, you know, be controlled by the cabal, because if you are, you can't play in the playground, right? And I'm improvising, but I think that's pretty much what he's saying. And we'll drive out our adversaries. The righteous will see and be thankful and rejoice with joy forever and ever. Isn't this awesome? Yes, I love it. I'm so, so thankful. I want you to just take a screenshot of that. This is what it's talking about in the golden age. This is what's happening in the golden age. And actually, I'll share with you this link. This is over, I have it over on Telegram, as well as it's, I think I put it on X, but maybe not yet. Maybe that's my next. It's always to do. All right. Now, the next thing I want you to see is look at this beautiful Hoover Dam. Isn't that beautiful? I love this. I'm going to show you the whole video. Look at that close-up of Hoover Dam. All ready and decked out for the 250th celebration of our country. Now, that's just here coming up in less than 2 months. So we're everybody's getting ready. President Trump just put, and I posted this online, I don't have it right now, but Freedom Plaza now has 12 of these statues of our great patriots of our past. So everything is getting spit polished and the fountains are working and everything is getting fixed up. And it's going to come to a neighborhood near you. If your neighborhood is kind of sad looking, it will get to you eventually. We're going to get everything nice and beautiful in this country. We're not going to have everything all run down. That's what I talk about this in the Golden Age book also. And this is what they're getting ready for at the White House, the UFC Freedom 250. That's coming up on the 14th. And just so you know, they're celebrating the 250th birthday of our country on this day. But also, that's President Trump's birthday. That's also Flag Day. And that is also, of course, the UFC fight. And it happens to be Jesus's birthday. Just so happens. That's just such a coincidence, right? So isn't that going to be awesome? Look at this. Look at how big. That's going to be quite something. So they have lights that are going to be shining. And I just wonder if something big is going to happen on that day. Pretty, pretty, pretty cool. I'm watching and I'll be posting. Yeah, beautiful. Oh, you have flags flying down your main streets. That's beautiful. Great job. That's awesome. Tippy top. Yes, everything's going to be tippy top. Exactly. Everything in our whole country is going to be tippy top. Now, this is what I want you to get ready for. I want you to do this tonight because I've watched it for the stars for so long that you have to get a clear night and you may not always have a clear night without, you know, chemtrails. So tonight, when the sun goes down, I want you to go look out your western at your western sky. wherever the sun sets, that's the western sky, right? Look that way once the sun has set, and you should see a big, bright, beautiful star. And that is actually not a star. It is Jupiter. This is Jupiter. And Jupiter is the Christ star. And you will see it really big and bright. That is, and if you have a telescope, and I have telescope tips actually on melissaredpill.com, you can go and look at it. If you zoom in on it, you will notice it is truly striped and pierced. I've seen it with my own eyes through my telescope. So I would really encourage you, if you can, to do that. But either way, that is exactly what it looks like. And so that is the Christ star, striped and pierced, just like our Lord Jesus. And then it is actually in the constellation called Gemini, like Gemini Cricket or Gemini Christmas, right? You've heard that before. I'm going to come back to this, but I want to show you real quick over on my melissaredpill.com. You will notice a page talking about constellations. And so let me see if I think when you go to it right here, and then you go to videos plus, and then you go to, they've got the flags of Israel. You got to check that out too if you haven't seen that. Biblical astronomy. And actually have the telescope tips there too. Biblical astronomy. And when you go to that biblical astronomy, you'll see a lot of different resources for you. Let me close this. You'll see a lot of resources. I have these that go into the names of the stars. Remember how the Lord said in his word that he knows the stars by name? These videos called The Gospel and the Stars go into each name of each star. Now, for some reason, I never could find four of four. She stopped. I don't know what happened. She never did finish the fourth one. But either way, you can see give the names of each of the stars. And that is how you identify what that constellation means. It's a biblical meaning for each of the constellations. And I go into that in various videos on my biblical astronomy playlist on the video section of my melissaredpill.com website. All right, so I've got various videos right here. There's one about the Bethlehem star. Here's one about the Heavenly Storybook. On the Heavenly Storybook, that one I go into a lot of the meanings of the constellation. So you might check that out. And you know, while I'm here, I'll go ahead and pop that over in the chat so you guys can go see that. This is the biblical astronomy. Okay, right there. I'm going to pop that into the chat. Pop that into the YouTube, please, ladies and gents. All right, so this is about Gemini. Gemini is the twins, and guess what it represents? It represents the tribe of Benjamin. But it's pointing us to the dual nature of Christ, the God-man and the Messiah's dual reign as the suffering servant and the reigning king as the Prince of Peace. He's the 100% God, 100% man. He's 100% the king. He's also the suffering servant. He's both. He's both. And that's what Gemini represents. And I find that very beautiful that on June 9th, we're getting a beautiful Bethlehem star in Gemini. How cool is that? Isn't that awesome, you guys? All right, so here is Jupiter. And then you notice here, you'll see Venus. Venus represents love. And so you'll see on June 9th that they will conjoin. They are two of the brightest stars in the heavens. And I'm going to show you right here. This was my sky, and here is those two dots at the top are representing Gemini, the two people in the heavens. But then right here, just to the east or to the left of Gemini, is Jupiter. There's Jupiter right there, and then way here, down here, you'll see Venus is coming along, and will conjoin with Jupiter. Now, I will tell you this, if you wait too late, then Venus is going to be past the horizon. Okay, let me show you this picture one more time. You look right here, you'll see it's very, very close. That red line is the horizon. It's very, very close to the horizon. So you've got to, you know, you don't expect you'll be able to see it at midnight. And I think as the days pass, let's see, how many days is that away? What, 3 weeks? Something like, not even 3 weeks. We're coming up. Okay, today is the 26th, so it's about 2 weeks. But I'm just telling you, if you go out late, then it's gonna do the conjunction. Really, I think it's gonna be pretty close to the horizon. I'm just warning you now that it's gonna have to be I'm hoping that we're going to be able to see it because it's gonna be going farther into the western sky. So that's why I'm telling you to look at it now, because I don't know if we're going to be able to see it on June 9th or if it is going to be past the horizon. Does that make sense? Once you look at it, it'll start to make sense. Okay, so here is, like I said, Jupiter right here. There is Venus right there. And so basically they're going to be meeting up and like giving each other a kiss. So it's a beautiful, bright, bright conjunction because they're two of the brightest stars. Isn't that cool? Okay. I love it. I love it. Okay. So if anybody has any questions in the chat, I'll be on there for a little bit. I want to make sure that everything going okay. Yeah. All right. So if anybody has a question, let me know and you can put the little alarm and I'll try to answer a question about that. But I think that's really good. I'll be talking about it more as the days go on and I'll be sharing that, much like what we've done in the past, which we've, you know, shared eclipses on our channel. We've shared the blood moons and we've all gotten to see so many of these things. And even if you have clouds in your sky, someone else on our channel will have a clear sky and we'll be able to share that. So thank you all for doing that. I do too. I love this biblical astronomy. I never really liked astronomy. I like the biblical astronomy, seeing how the Lord put the sun, moon, and stars in the heavens for signs, seasons, days, and years, Genesis 1:14. And the heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament displays his handiwork. Day after day after day, they utter speech. Night after night, they declare knowledge. I'm just so glad that we now know how to read it a little bit more. There's another one I want you to see, and this one is by this great man who does videos on the biblical astronomy. Let me see if I can find that one. Hold on, because I want you to see this one. There's the Gospel and the Stars, but there's also, what's his name? Here we go, D. James Kennedy. He's got one called The Gospel and the Stars, and he goes into a video for each constellation. And so he explains like what Virgo, the Virgin, and he goes into each one of them. So you can definitely check that out. And I think I put the link, right? I'm going to do it again just in case I don't remember if I did it or not. All right, so I'm going to do that right now. All right, so then definitely let's be watching that. And then if you scroll a little bit farther down, they say the Witness of the Stars is not available, but okay, yes, it's now. It is. It was just had to refresh. So yeah, that is a really good book, and it goes into the names of the stars. That's a really good book to get if you want to learn more about it. It's saying that it's the Kindle. It's not available, but the book is. And then if you scroll down, you'll see more pictures of each of these constellations. And so, yeah, I think you'll really enjoy something fun to research. All right. Now, next, President Trump just posted this morning. I think this is pretty cool. He said, "Stay with me, deplorables. You'll love how this movie ends." And that's just another hint, another clue for us who've been following 17 all this time, because that's a big part of the 17 board. Many, many times it says about this movie that we're watching a movie. And you know, here you'll see, here people kill people. You're watching a movie. They want you weak, slave, sheep, distraction. Coincidence, the Matrix movie. Why are movies made to glorify past events? Think movie. Yeah. So what makes a good movie? Watching a movie. And the movie, yeah. So this is very interesting that he's saying, you know, you'll love how this movie ends. I'm ready to see. It makes me wonder if this event that we're having here, if that's going to be the end of the movie. I don't know. That would be a big end of the movie. If something big is going to happen there, we'll watch and see. I don't know. But all right. So the next thing is, then NASA came out and said that they're spending all this money of your tax dollars and mine for a moon base and giving all this money to Bezos. Really? And then even Elon posted about it today. Let me see. And then Tim Burchett posted about it. I thought that was really good. Elon said, "Time to build major base on the moon." I think that maybe Elon is playing them because he knows the truth. I don't know. Because he did get a huge contract today for military data using SpaceX. He doesn't need to steal more money. Of course, neither does Bezos. But I find that really interesting that he is pointing to that. And then Tim Burchett responded, "Isn't it cheaper to keep staging it in a Hollywood studio?" Thank you, Tim Burchett. He's my soul brother. Isn't that the truth? I love that. Thank you, Tim, for saying that. Yeah, this is just another way, as I posted, another way that they can steal more money from us. And the poor brainwashed sheep will just lap it up. I'm ready for the people to see about this. I'm ready for that too. Oh, so many things to share. All right, last thing. Tomorrow night, this is going to be the 27th. I'm actually going to be on with Stormy Patriot. Oh, let me change it over. I'm going to be on with Stormy Joe. True Stormy Joe. He reached out to me and he said he would like for me to come on the show. So I'm going to be on there with him tomorrow and his team. And so I sent him several of the things about, you know, that I do, and they were really interested in this. So, you know, especially because, as you know very well, 17 has said this is biblical, and that's my deal, right? So I'm very excited to go on there. And so when I have the link, I will be posting it on social media. So just hang on tight. And as soon as I have that, just stay tuned and we'll have that. But I will share, this is his ex right here. I didn't mean to do that. I'm going to do. Uh-oh. Not what I meant to do either. That's not what I meant to do at all. Okay, here we go. Here is True Stormy Joe. True Stormy Joe. There's his ex account right there. His ex account. And here is his Rumble right here. Absolute Storm. Okay? Right there on Rumble. I don't know if he has a YouTube account or not. Anyway, but it's definitely check into that. I think, okay, it's going to be 5 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Eastern tomorrow, the 27th. Okay, you guys? All right, I need to jet. I've got some stuff I've got to get going to do, and I'm sorry, it's a little bit shorter tonight than usual, but I wanted to just come on and at least and share all this great information with you of the latest things that are going on. So we'll pray and then we will jet. And while we're doing that, I will go ahead and show you. Actually, I'm gonna pull up this page real quick. If you haven't seen this page, if you haven't done this, I am so happy to know that these things that I've been sharing, you know, some of these things have helped. I have been able to experience, and this, what's happening right now and with a dear friend of mine, is that this is working to help my friend. And I'm just very, 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 very thankful. Very, very thankful. This is, so if you are having health issues, and someone had just reached out to me also, I would really encourage the, you know, just detox and fill your body with all the nutrients. Make your body resilient where it will be safe from any of the onslaughts of the evil one. Okay. Make your body super strong. Please be very careful about anything that you eat. There are carcinogens in everything. Really look for antioxidants. Eat all antioxidants. Don't eat anything that is a carcinogen. If you can absolutely avoid it, look at the ingredients on everything and make sure that you're eating foods that are whole as much as you possibly can. And it's really hard. That's why that we do the detox, to get anything else out of our body. And really excited to share with you here in the next few weeks, you know, what's happening. And so this is one that detoxes at the cellular level. There's I think it's a $13 offer right now if you want to check that one out on the health page. But this one right here, this foreign protein cleanse, if you or a loved one took the jab and really need to get that cleansed, I would definitely try that. I would definitely try that and see if that would help to do that. And also just, I talk about on my channel also about how to get the water where it's good for you. I would really encourage you to look at that page. It's I use the zero water pitcher, and that has, it makes zero dissolved solids in it, so you don't get anything stray coming through your sink. I would not drink water that comes out of the faucet. They're putting all kinds of stuff in it. I would not do anything with fluoride. I would not have any fluoride in my toothpaste or in my water. Okay, so this is just, again, I'm not a doctor, but I'm just telling you, I've seen a lot of people getting well. I've seen a lot of people who don't listen, who don't try these things, and it doesn't go well. Let's just put it that way. And so I'm really happy to see, like on Prescribing Life, have a, where is it? Right here, this one, Prescribing Life right here. that wonderful, if you haven't seen the videos on that, definitely go and watch the one about Laura and how she had multiple sclerosis and is amazing. It's like she's completely well. It's absolutely amazing. And she could only get out of bed 1 hour a day. And I have another friend who didn't do it, and he's in heaven now. So it's really important. And the great thing is these things are being released. These things are being released now. It's available to us. And it's just a matter of us, you know, my dear friend said, it's a matter of who you believe. Do you believe in Big Pharma and AMA? Or do you believe, you know, in these remedies that the Patriots are telling us about? And this is what I've compiled over the years. I'm just so thankful. Definitely, if you haven't seen the videos about probiotics, please go and do that. Do yourself a favor and do this. This is how you can build up your immune system, where your body will receive the nutrients and be able to fight the any type of infection. So definitely look into this as well as, you know, all these others. It's just really exciting to have all this great information for everybody. Here's the video right here. Love your guts. So definitely check into that. Plus all of this great information about how you need to have 10 to 1. If you haven't seen my video where I just posted a video about how you can, even when you get a cold, you can, you know, put this up. I did. I just put it up in my nose and I got over that cold that quick. So really look into this. This is the key to, I really do believe, about how we're going to live long, long, healthy lives and have our bodies, our youth renewed like the Eagles. I really do. Anyway, I just wanted to share that with you guys because it's kind of important. What's happening in my world right now. I'm very, very thankful to have this information so that I can share it with you and I can share it with those that are close in my world, in my little bubble. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you that you are the King of the world. Nothing can stop what is coming because you are running this movie. You are the one in control. We thank you so much. I thank you that you have protected us and you've guided us. Just like this person was saying, fixated, Trump is fixated on you. Well, we are fixated on you too, because we know that you love us and you are always looking out for our interests. And you say, just ask and you'll receive. So we keep asking, Lord, and you've continually been faithful to answer and give us the answers that we need as we just listen very carefully to you and to those that you've put in our path, that you've put in our heart that we can trust, and that you've just... You said that that my sheep hear my voice, and but they won't listen to someone who's the hireling. They won't listen. Lord, give us ears to hear what is true and what is in our best interest, and will help us to return to the path of righteousness, because there's so much noise out here. But we need your spirit to make it clear to us what is true. I thank you, Lord, that you have done that and you will continue to do that. And as your word says, that we will live long, healthy lives. There won't be any old person. They'll all be like children and youths. We believe it. We receive it. Right this minute, we just believe that you're going to do that for us. And we trust your promises in your word that you are going to do that. This, as you said in your word, that eye is not seen and ear is not heard, nor is entered into the heart of man what you have prepared for those who love you. Just very thankful that we get to live in this day and watch your kingdom come and your will being done on this earth as it is in heaven. Thank you for a wonderful president. Thank you for the storm that is coming on the enemy, and that all the rest of the world is finally, finally working together against this criminal cabal, this satanic criminal cabal. They will be gone. Babylon is fallen. Thank you so much, Lord. We praise you. We love you and we thank you. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. All right, guys, I love you so much. I'm going to jet, and I will talk. Hang on. Okay. I need an assistant. Okay, I love you guys, and I will talk to you later.
Came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.